Time to visit, as we do every Monday, with our aviation analyst, Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning. I always appreciate the time.
Well, pleasant good morning, and almost Happy New Year and, approaching on us.
And to you as well, the penultimate day of 2024 here.
Our last segment of the year. I'll try to make it my best, brother.
You and me both. Let's start with the Delta Airlines flight, where once again, Jay, someone tried to board this flight without a ticket.
We are spending billions of dollars on security inside airports, and yet you and I keep talking about people who get past the TSA without a ticket and then get past the gate agent at the gate, which to me is the more unlikely of the two. The TSA, I understand we can get through there. It happens regularly. It shouldn't. I mean, passengers are still screened, so I'm not extremely alarmed there. But to be able to get past a gate agent in a very narrow corridor where everybody has to scan their boarding pass, but yeah, it happened on a flight from Seattle headed to, going to Honolulu. And before takeoff, they were taxiing when they found out a passenger was on board that should not have been. They came back and took them off, and Delta's scrambling right now to try to explain exactly how somebody without a ticket could get on one of their airplanes.
I don't understand this at all, but I don't think many people do, Jay.
Well, it's not a big security issue, because if they're screened, they're not carrying anything on board that they shouldn't.
Sure.
But it does represent a breakdown in the process, and we've certainly got to find out what's going on there.
The investigation continuing, Jay, into that crash in South Korea where as many as 179 people have been killed.
Yeah, nothing but questions right now. We've got very few answers. The investigation could take 12 to 18 months. And, you know, initially the question of why the landing gear wasn't deployed has to be answered. And even if there was hydraulic failure, the gears can still be lowered manually, and for some reason were not. And also the procedure of dropping the flap to 40 degrees, which is called for by Boeing in a belly landing to try to help produce some drag to try to slow that aircraft down, wasn't done. And apparently the reverse thruster on the one good engine wasn't engaged as well. So a lot of questions. It landed, it landed long on the runway, further down than it should. It was going a lot faster than it should. But, you know, Chris, when you watch that video, as horrific as it is to watch, when you see the airplane going down the runway, it wasn't breaking apart. It wasn't catching on fire. We've seen many belly landings like this where the airplane does this until the point that it stops and comes to a rest, and then passengers mainly get off almost uninjured. But for something like this, the airplane was fine until it hit that insane concrete wall right at the edge of the overrun at the end of the runway. And it just boggles my mind why we have such a structure that is in essence holding up antennas for the instrument landing system, which we have to have there, but most of them are held with things that break away easy or something like that. So if an aircraft strikes it, it doesn't cause much, if any, damage to the airplane. This thing could have stopped a tank. And why the idiotic engineering thought of putting a concrete barrier like this at the end of a runway, that's what killed the passengers. Well, we're going to have to find out all the other answers. Of course, they've got the two black boxes, but this kind of end does not normally happen on this kind of emergency landing, hardly ever.
It just feels like, Jay, maybe I'm wrong here, but it feels like here recently we've had so many more crashes or emergency landings or just issues going on with the airlines or airplanes. Is that just me making it up, or do we have some concrete data on that?
No, it seems like they seem to happen in bunches, and that's the case. And, you know, one of the things that I'll say, as crazy as this sounds, but there is historical evidence of this happening, is there's been times when the crew has forgotten to put the landing gear down. Now, I don't know that that's the case. There's a lot of speculation about the bird strike led to hydraulic failure, but I'm also thinking, well, let's see, 33 years of doing this, how many times have we had a bird strike or a bird ingested into an engine that's caused hydraulic damage to other components on an aircraft? And I can't think of one. Now, obviously, if the engine comes apart, there's catastrophic failure, it rips into the wing itself, and starts to impact. Yeah, we've had that happen many times where the hydraulic systems have been impacted. But in a situation like this, I'm at a loss. And that's one of the reasons that the black boxes are going to help investigators. The National Transportation Safety Board is also volunteering a team that's going to assist as they try to come up with a search for answers. Am I concerned that it's a Boeing aircraft? No, I'm not. There's a lot of other things right now that we have to look at. Look, the other situation is maybe one of the pilots had a medical episode. during the critical moments of flight, and that caused something else to happen. So just a lot of unanswered questions here, and we've got to find out. And hopefully every airport in the world will get rid of any concrete, stupid barriers at the end of a runway.
No doubt. Busy travel day today. People heading home from the holidays. Jay, with that thought in mind, we had some delays because of weather the last couple of days. What are our hub delays this morning?
Yeah, I've got three problem children giving us fits today. Detroit, New York, and Boston. Those airports could see delays approaching an hour, maybe a little bit past that. If you're heading south through Chicago to the west, should be in pretty good shape. But those three areas are going to definitely give us some headaches today.
Jay, as we let you go, where can our listeners contact you if they've got problems with their airline?
JRatliff.com is the easiest place to reach me at. It's my website where I teach people how to trade stocks. But far more importantly, if anybody's having an airline issue where you're not getting the response you need to, reach out to me. And as quickly as my schedule allows, believe me, I will come to your aid and we'll do everything we can to try to hold those pesky airlines accountable.
He's our aviation analyst, Jay Ratliff, joining us this time every week. Jay, happy new year to you and your family. We'll talk to you in 2025.
Looking forward to it. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.